The United States has committed $35 million to relief efforts in the countries affected by the tsunamis. Initially, the Undersecretary General of the United Nations insisted that rich countries were being stingy about aid for the disaster victims, a statement widely viewed as criticism of the United States. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca examined different methods of measuring foreign aid and how the U.S. ranks as a donor nation.
On their face, the comments of UN Undersecretary General Jan Egeland weren't so inflammatory. "It is beyond me why we are so stingy, really," he told reporters. "There are several donors who are less generous than before in a growing world economy." No specific countries were named, but headlines and cable news blared, "UN calls U.S. stingy." Today, the president responded.
"I felt like the person who made that statement was very misguided and ill-informed."
This came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell also rebutted the almost accusation here on ABC's Good Morning America.
"I wish that comment hadn't been made. I mean, the world is now responding to this catastrophe. The United States has given more aid in the last 4 years than any other nation or combination of nations in the world."
What Powell said is undeniable. No country gives more foreign aid than the U.S. Defenders of American generosity will always point this out. We give the most. But of course, the U.S. also has the most.
Colin Powell, to the contrary, we are a stingy nation when it comes to foreign aid.
David Rudman is a research fellow at the Center for Global Development, an organization that tries to convince countries to be both generous and smart with their giving. Rudman points to aid as a percent of gross domestic product, how much we give divided by how much we have. Right now, the United States ranking is 19 out of the 21 richest countries of the world.
If you take a dime and 3 pennies out of your pocket right now, look at that. That's your foreign aid for today, if you're an American, that is. We give 13 cents per person per day to poor countries like India and Sri Lanka. And that compares to, say, 84 cents for Denmark.
But there are mitigating factors. That's why Rudman's group, in association with Foreign Policy magazine, devised a ranking called the Commitment to Development Index. First of all, Rudman says, while the quantity of the aid we give is low, the U.S. doesn't generally give to autocrats, who steal most of the money for themselves. So that helps the United States' overall ranking. But the U.S. also scores high in other categories, which are equally weighted in the rankings, like trade policy and migration policies, which the center ranks as the most open in the world. By allowing poor people from other countries the opportunity to become wealthy residents of a relatively ungenerous nation, America helps the world. By exporting a lot of pollution, it hurts it. Add it all up, says Rudman.
The United States is a stingy aid donor and terrible on the environment, but it's relatively open in migration and trade, and that really counts. And so overall, it's kind of in the middle.
Of the 21 richest countries on the Commitment to Development Index, the U.S. ranked in a four-way tie for 7th place last year, tied with Jan Egeland's Norway, by the way. William Easterly, an economics professor at New York University and for 16 years an economist at the World Bank, says don't mistake giving for altruism. Patterns of foreign aid are dependent on what the donor country wants from the rest of the world.
You know, a lot of aid was motivated by the Cold War. So when the Cold War was really going hot and heavy and the Vietnam War was going on, and there was quite a large foreign aid effort that has never really been subsequently attained.
You can see why foreign aid dropped during the Clinton administration, occurring as it did after the Cold War, but pre-9/11. We will soon be seeing an increase in the amount of foreign aid the U.S. gives. George W. Bush has pledged billions more for sub-Saharan Africa alone, which is a signal to the world of just how much we care, yes, but also just how much we need them. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.